This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed 3 gold medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, and a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with victory in the road race. As the troubled buildup to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of competition, China secured victories in shooting and weightlifting. The host country, Japan, celebrated its first gold medal of the games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. 17 new COVID Olympic-related cases were announced, taking the total number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with forecasters saying it could arrive on Tuesday. French local television is reporting anti-riot police fired tear gas on Saturday as clashes broke out during protests in central Paris against COVID-19 curbs and vaccination. Television pictures showed police trying to push back demonstrators near a railway station after the protesters toppled a police motorbike carrying several officers. At another protest called by far-right politicians in West Paris, demonstrators opposing antivirus measures carried banners reading, quote, "Stop the dictatorship." French lawmakers are due to vote this weekend on a bill drafted by the government aimed at setting up a health pass and mandatory vaccination for health workers. Uganda this week doled out 25 million euros to government lawmakers to buy new cars, sparking outrage in a poor country troubled by the coronavirus pandemic. Each of the 529 MPs were handed 200 million shillings, or 48,000 euros, about $56,000, to get new vehicles at a time when COVID-19 cases are surging. This is VOA News. Airline flights have been canceled in eastern China, and cargo ships were ordered out of the area as a typhoon churns toward the mainland after dumping rain on Taiwan. It's forecast to hit the coast south of Shanghai on Sunday afternoon or evening. The Taiwan Weather Bureau said the storm had sustained winds of 155 kilometers per hour, about 95 miles per hour, as it moved northwest away from the island. No deaths or injuries were reported there. Rescue teams in India struggled through thick sludge and debris on Saturday to reach dozens of submerged homes as the death toll from landslides and accidents caused by torrential monsoon rain rose to 125. Western India is being hit by the heaviest rain in July in 4 decades, according to experts. Downpours lasting several days have severely affected the lives of hundreds of thousands, while major rivers are in danger of bursting their banks. Parts of India's west coast received up to 594 millimeters, or 23 inches of rain, forcing authorities to move people out of vulnerable areas as they released water from dams about to overflow. Equatorial Guinea Saturday slammed as, quote, "unilateral and illegal" British sanctions against the son of the country's veteran president, known for his wildly extravagant lifestyle, over corruption allegations. Britain on Thursday imposed sanctions on the vice president of the Central West African country and the president's son for his involvement in misappropriation of state funds into his own personal bank accounts. The Foreign Office says he has made corrupt contracting arrangements and solicited bribes. It alleged he splurged $500 million, or 425 million euros, on mansions around the world, luxury cars, and a collection of Michael Jackson memorabilia, including a $275,000 crystal-covered glove that the singer wore on his 1987 Bad Tour. But the vice president, quote, "has not made any investment in the United Kingdom," it said, terming the measures, quote, "unilateral and illegal." The sanctions, which provide for an asset freeze and entry bans into Britain, were taken part as a global anti-corruption regime by the British government that also targeted 4 other individuals in other countries on Friday. And the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq said Saturday a drone attack was carried out on a military base that hosts American troops but did not cause any casualties. The attack comes with Iraq's prime minister expected to meet U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on Monday to discuss a possible full U.S. troop withdrawal from his country. It was the latest attack on U.S. military and diplomatic facilities in Iraq, blamed on pro-Iranian armed groups. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.